Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a specific topic, so I wanted to cover an article about two curvy thick women that weren't allowed into a nightclub. Wah! Because they're too damn fat. Here's what an article I linked to below has to say, and I quote. Two women are speaking out after being denied entry into a popular Hollywood nightclub because of their body size. The two women who are models and social influencers said this isn't the first time something like this happened to them while trying to enter a bar or nightclub in LA. The women shared their story on social media and say it's resonating with women all over the country who've experienced similar discrimination. Ella Hilakis says a bouncer told her and fellow curvy model Alexa J that they couldn't follow their friends into the highlight room in Hollywood. Alexa asked him, "Hey, what's going on? I'm actually with that party that you just let in." And he said, "I know," and looked her up and down and said, "Not tonight," Ella said. The woman decided to share the incident on social media. "We're tired of playing it safe. We're tired of just letting this happen and not speak up about it," Ella said in an Instagram post. "It was dehumanizing," said Alexa. "It was likely we were being looked through. If you experience any type of discrimination like this, you know exactly how horrible and disgusting it feels, and we're no longer letting this fly." The women believe this problem goes beyond just the one nightclub. Halaka said that she received thousands of messages from other plus-size women sharing similar stories of being turned away from bars and nightclubs. "One of my plus-size friends went to a club in New York City and they said, 'Everyone else can come in,'" said Halakis. "They let in all of her thin friends, got to her and said, 'You can't get in.' She asked why, and he goes, 'If you can pay up $4,000, we'll let you in.'" Hilakis tells me she embraced her body and that she's confident, enjoying her career as a swimsuit model while walking runways and gracing the pages of Sports Illustrated magazine. "Yet that still didn't stop her from being turned away. It felt like we were alone," said Hilakis. "It felt like we were being plucked out of the crowd, and I just felt like we needed to share this because it's not about just us getting into the highlight room. We don't care. It's the bigger picture of how many girls face this every single day. It was discrimination, 100%. The Tao Group operators of the highlight room responded to the incident by saying, "We are aware of Ella and Alexa's experience. The doorman in this particular evening worked for a third-party promotion company, and we removed this individual from the door effective immediately. We've also made several attempts to resolve the issue directly with Ella and Alexa, and we've scheduled a meeting within days to address their experience, which they unfortunately canceled. Our company does not tolerate discrimination of any kind. We're always appreciative of feedback on our operations and continue to work out how to improve our guest experience." The women said they're open to meeting with the Tao Group, but say they don't believe that just firing one man at the door is enough. They're hoping to work on systemic change in the industry while inspiring and empowering other plus-size women. Unquote. Here's a thought. If plus-size women want to go to a club, why don't they go to a plus-size club? At least then they know the men there go to such places and they'll appreciate their curves. But they don't want to go to a plus-size club. They want to parade themselves where the chiseled chads with six-packs roam. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to girls too big to fit in through a nightclub's doors clown world show. Big men at least admit they're fat and accept their discrimination against them. Women do not. The club bouncers are probably told by the owner or manager to discriminate against fatties because they don't want to scare away the male customers that pay for all the drinks. Maybe if I owned a club, I'd leave a trough outside for all the hot ham that I wouldn't let in. But to be fair, Ella's not obese. More likely borderline between overweight and obese. In the other situation where that overweight woman was told that if she wanted to be let in, she had to pay $4,000, the bouncer clearly didn't want that bouncing on his thighs, unless he was looking for a trip to the hospital, of course. That's how much it probably cost them in drink sales if they let in enough heifers. As for bigger women, it's not that most guys find that attractive these days. It's that most guys don't have a choice. I found it hilarious when they said that they were being looked through. Some women are so thick that you can't look through them, even if you have Superman's X-ray vision. That's just me channeling my inner Al Bundy, of course. These ladies need to choose their words more carefully instead of making it so easy. They were ranting about this, which certainly wasn't the first time it happened to them, to get media attention. That's what this is about, and mission accomplished. It's all about getting people to feel sorry for them as the biggest victims. I just can't help myself today. But in media studies, the first thing they teach you is that all publicity is good publicity. So they shared their story about being victims, and the leftoid media is eating it up like a piece of lasagna. They could have intentionally gone to a nightclub knowing that they would be turned away to create a media scandal. I doubt it, and instead they were probably embarrassed because their friends were let in and they weren't. The status of being put on the cover of Porpoise Illustrated, or whatever that magazine is called, wasn't enough to make this young lady famous enough to be ushered in like a prize pony. Where were her friends? Why didn't they come out and check on their pear-shaped friends? Once upon a time in another life, I had a similar experience. No, I'm not the reincarnation of that woman that died being airlifted out of the trailer park after putting on 1,000 pounds. But back in the day when I was in a long-term relationship, I went out with my girlfriend and a set of friends to a nightclub. A couple of her friends, the skinnier ones, were let in, while my ex and her friend, the pudgy budgies of the bunch, were not allowed in. They weren't given a reason. The promoter working the door wouldn't give them a reason either. But I knew the reason. They didn't fit the club's fit and toned look. So yes, the problem of discriminating against larger lasses does go beyond just the one-time thing. That nightclub I went to with my ex and her friend, I had to hear them complain about how it wasn't fair that they weren't being let in. They didn't understand why their fit friends were let in, but they weren't. I knew why they weren't going to be let in, and I can't remember exactly, but I think we were let in later on. I knew that the nightclub owner had high standards, and the idea is that guys talk about which club has the best-looking women in it, and the best ratio of women. You could also get into one of those free clubs, but the ratio would be typically 2 guys for every 1 girl. You had to pay at least $10 to get in. A lot of clubs would also discriminate and charge guys $20 or $30 to get in, but the ladies would get in for free. You don't see me going onto social media and complaining about that now, do you? Of course, you also didn't see women complaining about it either. They enjoyed the fact that it was men where money didn't matter that were mostly in those types of places. Or so they thought. Guys would get wise that game and start to pay to play as well. But it certainly did filter out some of the riffraff. Also, if you date a fatty, at least now you can feel more confident that if she goes out with her friends clubbing, she won't be let in. So that'll eliminate her prospects if she's trying to monkey branch and cheat on you at a nightclub. But bars are a different story. Maybe that's why you see so many fat women at bars instead of night spots. Because bars will typically let them in while the other won't. As for the highlight room in Hollywood, they play things smoothly. They fired the bouncer, and the next time these fat women show up, the bouncer won't actually look them up and down. He'll probably just use his peripheral vision to see that they're fat and not make any eye contact with them. Or maybe he'll be wearing thick sunglasses so they don't see him when he looks up and down. Or then again, maybe they won't let the entire group, the fat and skinny friends, in either. That way there's nothing to discriminate against. There's so many games that bouncers and nightclub owners promoters can play. The fact that they offered to meet with these 2 girls and the 2 girls declined makes me think that some of the story might have been made up, or perhaps exaggerated. One of the 2 girls said that it's important to look at the bigger picture when it comes to many or most clubs discriminating. Poor choice of words, once again, using the word bigger. It's almost like they're making fun of themselves or something like that. The title of the original story is also a little bit misleading, by saying the thicker women were being denied entry into a bar. It was a nightclub. That usually makes a huge difference. Fat women, especially the ones that have higher status and a pretty face, think to themselves that they're in California. The land of the victim is Victor. And how can a nightclub discriminate based on looks? They probably want this to be their new Me Too movement, and for women all over the world to start standing up to establishments like this one and forcing nightclubs to suffer for discriminating against fatties for all time. I think that at some point as a society, we're going to have to get off the collective couch and start moving around to lose that weight, or at the very least teach people portion control. I'm a fairly disciplined guy with most things in my life, but I never was with food until I started having health issues. Then I started to control my portion size and up the quality of my food intake. So long as there's no consequences, women won't change their behaviors. Imagine if all bars and nightclubs wouldn't let women in if they had a BMI that was over 23 or 24. Not even borderline overweight. Imagine how that would force women to work on their appearance so they'd be allowed to have a social life on the weekends. Fat acceptance culture is the problem, and we should be shaming the fat instead of feeding their egos. I know, bad choice of words on my part. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that even 300-pound bouncers don't want to smash 220-pound plus-size models bouncing on their balls. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the overweight women that are unattractive both inside and out away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.